Here we go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target. Have it delivered to your door or pick it up at your favorite store. No matter which way you like it, always shop Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, everybody everywhere, aren't you happy about the Arizona weather? Did you enjoy that 2 days of winter, Doug?
I sure did, Corey Blaze.
It was absolutely amazing, folks. We're talking about temperatures that were in the low 50s and the day topping out at the 70s. I'm telling you, it was absolutely beautiful. It was just 2 days of fall. 2 days of fall, DT.
2 days of fall. Better get up.
2 days of Arizona fall, and now we're back in the 90s. I mean, can Arizona just not season?
You left a little bit too early. I wanted to mention how the thunder was clapping like Jaguars' booty cheeks.
Did you get storms this morning, too?
Oh, hella storms.
I woke up to storms, too, and it was raining, and I saw my neighbor's cats were waiting under the bush they live in outside of our home. They were seriously waiting for the rain to stop so that they could run over to my yard and poop.
I'm kind of like a cat, because when it rains, I try to get up under some bush, too.
It's disgusting. And then they did. So I was coming home from making a run in the middle of the day, which was around the time that the rain had dried up.
So after you got done running.
Right. And I saw the cats just ass saddled up to my walkway up to my front door, because they don't want to poop like on the side of the house. Mm-hmm. They want to go where they can make sure that everyone that ever visits me, though far and in between, because I'm friendless, smells all their excrement. So I did what any right-thinking American would do. I grabbed my bottle of water spray. Mm-hmm. And just went out there and sprayed them off my property. And then they sat there and just looked at me like, why did you spray me?
You know, Corey, as a former cat owner, may I suggest water with Listerine and Sriracha?
What does water and Listerine and Sriracha do for stray cats?
Well, you spray the cat, right, with water.
Right.
And the cat's probably just going to lick it off.
Oh, so I'm just quenching their thirst is what you're saying.
You're just quenching their thirst. If you spray Listerine and Sriracha on them, when they go to lick it, they're going to be like, and they're going to like it.
Okay, I do a lot of things to these cats that they don't like.
Yeah.
But these cats are stupid. And then what they end up doing is that they end up having baby cats. And the baby cats, guess what they are, DT? They're stupid, too.
Have you ever seen a cat penis?
Stupid baby cats.
Stupid baby cats. So then I've got a cluster of dumbass kitties. Running around my front yard. So now I got to read. Now the old school kitties that are out there that I didn't hit four or five times with two or three rocks. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that when they see me or hear me coming, they hear the door open, they run, they scatter. But these little dumb, little ignorant, brand new baby dumb kitties, they don't know that. They stand there like, oh, it's playtime. No, it's not playtime. I'm about to punch your ass across the street and you're going to land into my neighbor's yard. That's what's about to happen. And they just sit there. They bolt. They don't care. They just sit there and just stare at me like, oh, it's playtime. You got any catnip? No, mother effer. You fist to get up out my yard.
That's how you know evolution isn't real.
No, you have it sounds like you have an infestation of cataroaches.
It's cataroaches is what it is. And every time I turn on the lights, they scatter.
Cataroaches. I like cats, so.
You would.
I do. They're really independent, like me.
I really didn't plan on opening the show up with that, but it was at the forefront of my mind, and I'm trying to quell my anger.
Mm-hmm. Well, right since we're talking about cats, you kind of glazed over it. Have you seen a cat penis?
No.
They have hooks. So when two cats are making love, the one's not screaming because it feels good. She's screaming because it hurts, because the horns and the hooks are clawing into her.
DT?
Yeah.
Would it be wrong of me to ponder how the hell he knows that?
It would not be wrong. I'm kind of curious as well.
So if he knows that a cat penis has a hook,
mm-hmm.
that entails he has actually seen said cat penis.
Yeah.
Time for break. Hey, I'll catch you on the other side.
No.
Where's the music?
No.
Oh, okay.
You don't kick the show off, you weird.
Yo, the weather is crazy.
You can't say something like, I know what a cat penis looks like because I've given a cat a job with my hand.
I feel like maybe he's been giving out letters to owners around his property.
I'm thinking maybe the letters, maybe some initials of someone like Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben Johnson has a cat.
Harvey Weinstein.
Curved penis.
Mm-hmm.
You and Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
The hook jewels.
I didn't even catch that.
The hook jewels. Yeah, yeah.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah, the hook. Ben Johnson with the hook jewels.
Hey, you're good at this, man. Y'all good at this, man. I'm just learning from the best.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about writing that down, DT. That was funny. You came up with it.
I got it. Give yourself. I don't have anything to write down with.
Hook Johnson.
One day, folks. You know, we
don't write this, guys.
We got a $2 operation here, and I think every time DT can't find a writing instrument.
It's literally right next to him.
It literally drops our operation down to like $1.50.
Bruh, the pencil is right there. Right there.
I can't see. I got iPads in front of my face.
No, you like, got eyes on your face.
Yeah, but the iPads mm-hmm. that I run the show with, which you do not know anything about.
Uh-huh.
You don't even know we have a show. Like, oh, we got a show today?
I just make people mad all day. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm Doug, and I know about hooked cat penises.
Yeah, because I hooked my cat's penis the other day. Yo,
and on that note...
It's not gonna work.
It's not time, bro. See, you don't even know the timing.
You know what, DT? You make a very valid point. You, when people look at your camera shot when they watch the show live, that's not live on YouTube right now, you look like you're operating the Starship Enterprise with all of the tablets and stuff. DA, hold it, because I'm coming for you next. You look like you're running the Starship Enterprise with all that stuff over there in your work area. Over here, you know, people can see my iPad in my mm-hmm. screen, my microphone. They can't really see my laptop. They can't really see the voice transformer. They can't really see that, you know, the switcher for the cameras and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot going on over mm-hmm. here. It's not the Starship Enterprise that DT has, but I got a lot going on over there. Then we go over to DA's shot, mm-hmm. and he's got a gumball machine and an air conditioning
okay.
unit.
Hey, that ain't fair. I got a screen right here.
And a cotton ball wind chime.
Look, I got a screen right here that's out of camera shot. Okay? I have an iPhone right here that I have to run. All right? I got an HDMI.
That's no.
I got another phone in front of me that I have to
run. Yeah, the phone that distracts you from being engaged in the show.
I have a laptop right here where I'm reading everybody's comments.
That you don't read everybody's comments because I can't tell you how many times I get told, hey, I commented and I didn't get it
on. When my eyes get dry, I have my eye drops.
I wish you stopped yelling at us, DA.
I was just looking at that, too. Thank you. I was like, dang, this boy is loud.
You know, we're just going to put his microphone up his ass is what we're going to end up doing.
Don't do that right now. I told you my bad gas, bro. You ain't getting that mic back. A little slipped out. Don't make me laugh.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. This is a comedy talk radio show, so you gonna be prairie dogging all day.
Is it?
Yes, ass. What were you gonna say, DT?
I was gonna let the ladies and gentlemen know that the screen that he aforementioned in his shot is not even in his shot. It's off.
Right here.
Yeah, it's off.
But
it's
how
off.
Can
there's
we prove that?
There's nothing on there.
How would you know it's not facing you?
I know because I used to sit in your chair, Rube.
Rube. What's a Rube?
You are.
Like a Rubik's Cube?
You are.
I have so many sides.
So you're saying that the microphone won't come back if we stick it up your ass with a hook cat penis, right?
It ain't coming back.
It ain't coming back. All right.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Nothing in this house. Every time I come in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen. In the goddamn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet. Ate my dinner, my mashed potatoes, that good old gravy I like, and them biscuits I can sop that gravy in. You ate all it up. You drink up all the milk, don't care what kind of milk it is, you don't care. 2%, 3% buttermilk, patent milk, pull a cow in a pet milk can. I bet you eat that too. What's wrong with you? I'll hide my grapes. You gonna eat up all my grapes. Now, when I went to bed last night, didn't I tell you to take out the trash?
Yeah.
So why didn't you do it?
I fell asleep.
I wish you were sleeping right now. I'll knock you upside your head with a left hook, make your ass wake up and take out that damn trash. Hey. What are you doing?
I'm throwing this away. We ain't even got no milk.
You better eat that damn cereal. You ain't got no damn milk. I ain't done that, bitch. When I was coming up, we didn't have milk, cereal, a bowl to eat in, spoon, fork, knife, no napkins or nothing. You do like this. What, mouth with your hand like that? You ever do that?
No.
Have you ever had government cheese? Craig, government cheese, you had some?
No.
Thick, stinking government cheese. Couldn't take a dump for 2 weeks. If you eat it on the 4th of July, by the 18th, everybody in the whole neighborhood trying to get to the bathrooms. I want to eat some of them chitlin. I love pig feet. The barbecue pig feet were gone. You got grease all over your damn mouth. I had a sweet potato pie in there. You ate the whole pie. Left me that little plastic thing there. You ain't got no damn milk. Ain't that a bitch? You funny. You my boy. You remind me of my granddaddy. You know what your problem is? You think money grows on trees. Just go out and pick you $400 or $500 and go off and just dance, eating chicken and dancing. You just having all the fun in the world. You know how many stinking dogs I gotta catch to fill that big ass bowl you got there, boy? 45, 50 dogs. Stinking nasty dog and 12 of them little stinking things they call a chihuahua.
All right, I eat it.
Hey! Take the garbage out front, son.
Easy.
What is wrong with you?
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
I feel like having a little church this evening.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of church every once in a while.
Not at all.
No, yeah, a little bit of church there, boy. You don't know nothing about that Vicky Wine.
I listen to Kanye West.
This is Kanye West. This is Vicky Wine. This is K-Face. Hey!
Long as I got King Jesus. Long as I got King Jesus. Long as I got
Don't need nobody.
Hey! Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast into 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide. Heard by the best fatnatics. Welcome to Arizona's home for Hot Talk Radio. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D. We'll talk a little bit about him a little later in the show, but
yeah,
he's here in absentia.
Absentia.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our YouTube live, maybe not tonight. Tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. Best way to do it tonight. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And boys, the word of the day. The word of the day is promulgate.
Promulgate.
Promulgate. It's a verb and the meaning to proclaim or make an idea wildly known, to put into effect as law or regulation. So I'll promulgate for Target's sneak peek at their Black Friday deal. Also, their buy two, get one free on video games, board games, movies, musics, and books. You can even mix and match them and still get buy two, get one free. And I promulgate their free 2-day shipping. And for all you military personnel, veterans, and their families, I promulgate you'll save 10% store-wide when you shop Target now through November 11th. I promulgate at Target, where you can expect more and pay less. And don't forget to visit FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hey.
Hey.
Don't forget that.
Oh. That's for Bill right there, my boy Bill. Little church.
Little church.
Hey. I'm sorry that the live stream people ain't getting it, but hey.
Mother when your mother lives.
All right.
That's kind of been my anthem all for the last couple of weeks.
You've been motherless when you're motherless?
I am motherless when I'm motherless, but long as I got King Jesus.
How do you feel about Kanye releasing that gospel CD?
I don't know. It's been a lot on Twitter. He's been popping up on my Twitter feed and trending a lot about the Church of Kanye and stuff like that. And you know me, I invest zilch in Kanye.
Yeah. But what about the Kardashians? You invest in them?
I don't invest the Kardashians at all. When I see the Kardashians TV show show up in my Cox On Demand feed or my Cox Guide, I want to throw my remote at my TV.
I will say this, though.
This, though, you just did.
Touche. Kris Jenner is more... She's more skilled and has better parenting skills than Joe Jackson.
Well, on that note, folks, I've got breaking news whenever it feels like breaking, boys.
What is that?
KFC's brought back their hot wings.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know they had hot wings, and I didn't know they took them away.
KFC's brought back their hot wings.
I'm not going to lie. Last night, I went and got a 5-piece. Nashville hot chicken tenders meal.
Oh, at camp at the Cuffsk.
At the Cuffsks.
Oh,
y'all, this.
And you know we have a Cuffsk in our. Well, it's not really in our neighborhood. It's near us. Which Cuffsk did you go to? Did you travel all the way down the Thunderbird Boulevard, or did you go up to 19th Avenue?
I went to the one on the 35th and Thunderbird.
The 35th and Thunderbird is the Cuffs near us because we only have two in this area because a lot of people in the northern area, they like their life, so they don't want to eat unhealthy.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of KFCs, and we have no Church's Chickens.
No,
you got to go all the way down to 35th and Cactus before you hit a church.
Oh. Y'all talking about KFC hot wings when Popeyes brought the chicken sandwich back. I didn't even know nothing about no KFC hot
wings. Dude, do you not listen to this show?
No.
Because I did a whole expose on the fact of why I developed my love for, what is it, Wing Street or Wingstop?
Yeah.
I developed my love for Wingstop because I was on the search for a hot wing after KFC removed their hot wings off of their menu. I talked about it ad nauseum on this show.
He did.
At nauseam?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn. I don't listen.
KFC has brought the hot wing back.
Yeah, and the Nashville hot chicken tenders.
And they have the Nashville hot available in the hot wing as well.
They
and
do.
I know KFC has nothing to do with this show, but good God of gravy, I'm really happy. So that means bye, Wingstop.
Yeah, it's 12 Irvin Spices now.
Ah, and they're so delicious. I like to get them, they call it dry. Before it used to just be the KFC wing.
Yeah.
But now it's they just call it dry.
Like a dry rub.
Yeah. They just
not to be confused with a dry tug.
Not a dry rub, meaning that it's not sauced.
Yeah. That means there's no sauce on them.
Yeah, a dry rub.
Right.
No. Like there's no rub or anything. It's just hot.
Really? Like no flavor.
No, it has flavor. It's hot.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta try it.
That's what we're trying to tell you.
I don't like KFC, though.
No, you rather go to nasty-ass Popeyes.
Popeye's delicious.
No, Bush's is that place that he was...
Yeah, Bush's is
Bush's
good.
Bush's doesn't have a
I'm sorry.
Hot wing.
Bush could barely be a president, let alone make chicken. I'm sorry.
Bush was a great president.
You just want to play in Bush's, D.A. That's the only reason why you like Bush's.
Yeah, right?
And I'm big criticizing of them, and I've never had them before.
I've never had Bush either.
I do want to try them, though, because there is one in our neighborhood. I like the sound of that.
And I'm actually there now.
Like, do you stay by Bell?
Who?
Do you stay by Bell?
Do I stay by Bell?
Yeah.
Bell is within driving distance, if that makes any sense.
Because, that's where it's at. It's on Bell.
It's in the Arrowhead Mall area.
Yeah.
You really don't listen to the show.
Oh, you live around there?
So, back to this Nashville hot.
Yeah.
The
pickles that come with it. It's the pickles that you need to cut through the heat, and they just really accentuate and add that acid and that salt you need.
And put just the right amount. Not too many pickles to where you feel over-pickled, and not enough to where you're like, oh, man, I wish I had more pickles.
No one wants to be over-pickled.
I know. This one time in college, man, I was like last on that train line, and I was like, oh, these pickles.
Shut up, Doug. Damn.
I'm over-pickled right now.
I wish you were over-pickled. Your sphincter muscle is over-pickled right now.
I'm surprised y'all don't smell that yet. Because y'all started talking about food and my stomach said, uh-uh.
And the biscuits?
My God. Now, you know what? I'm not down on the KFC biscuit.
I don't think I've ever had a KFC biscuit.
I'm actually not a fan of the biscuits in general.
Right, right. I'm with you.
But with the KFC Nashville Hot, I don't know. There's like this juice in there that the biscuit sops up.
That like residual oil that's at the bottom of the... I mean, this is a fat... This is the epitome of fat guy radio.
Yeah, y'all talking about black people cookies.
Because this is that oil, that chili oil or what... It's not grease.
Yeah.
It's not fat. It is some type of oil that the KFC puts on... You know what? We need a KFC representative to come on this show.
We do.
I really want to get into the minutiae of KFC because that's the one thing that I go to KFC for. I like their chicken. Believe it or not, I've said it on the show, DA. I'll remind you now because you don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take KFC over Church's any day.
Yeah, that's
I love KFC's original chicken.
Okay.
I will take. Now, it's the worst thing to possibly eat sometimes. That probably just ruined the fact that KFC is going to come on the show now. But, like, if you're trying to watch your diet or whatever, KFC is not they're not keto approved.
No, hell no.
I will say that. Church's chicken, the thing I go to Church's for is their tenders.
Yeah.
Tenders and white gravy. I can tender in white gravy. Any day of the week.
Y'all need bushes.
I actually swiped right on the gravy.
I would swipe right and send my phone number.
Yeah.
In a private message.
Are we still talking about chicken?
We are still talking about chicken. Okay. And if you were a professional fat guy, you would understand
this. Professional fat guy.
Clearly
you're talking about black people cookies. The best black people cookies is that Red Lobster.
Nobody said anything about black people cookies. What's a black people cookie?
A biscuit.
That's not a black people cookie.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, but...
What's a black people cookie, man?
There's no such thing as a black people cookie.
Google it.
No, because I'll probably bring up some black woman that's sitting there playing with her cookie. Here's the thing.
Ooh, Google it.
KFC brought back the hot link, and I'm all in, and I'm doing my best not to be at KFC every other day to get these hot wings. Only thing is that the price point is a lot higher than it was before.
Yeah.
They up to about $1 a wing.
Yeah, see, the way my wallet is set up, I haven't been able to really get into the Nashville hot tenders the way I wanted to.
Right, and it's going to be a while for you, and this is always the case when you move into a brand new place. You know what I'm saying? And that's the frustrated aspect of moving into a brand new place because you have all these ideas of stuff you want to do, and then you can't do it because you don't got the moolah.
Mm-mm.
Since we're talking about chicken, too, I tried a new chicken spot.
Okay.
Ask me where.
Where?
Harold's Chicken.
Who?
It's like a popular Chicago chicken spot.
We ain't in Chicago. We Phoenix.
I know. They built one in Phoenix.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to chime in real quick. Harold could barely be a friend of Arnold. How is he making Harold chicken now?
You talking about Hey Arnold?
Yeah. Like, he can barely control that high top fade he had.
I love that show.
How is he making chicken now?
I'm going to go even further back. I don't know how Harold could make chicken now. He was a pig on Green Acres back in the 70s.
Green
Acres is the place to be. Yeah. Far Lemon is the life for me.
Why did you stop? I thought we were singing.
No, we weren't. You were over there making noise. Yeah. I was singing. Why are you being a protagonist a-hole today?
I almost
got dumped.
Because my a-hole is like...
Is that what's making you...
Yeah.
So basically, you're full of it. You're full of S.
Uh-huh.
So you're giving us S.
Yes.
But he's like that all the time.
I'm trying to elaborate on the conversations that we're having.
No, you're trying to railroad the conversations.
You guys are talking about chicken. I say, yo, I tried some new chicken spot.
We were talking about chicken and you started talking about some Negro cookie.
I'm going to Google it.
Nobody knows what a Negro cookie is and why my fat butt can't sit in my chair today.
All them Negro cookies.
I hate you so much right now. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, folks. And on the other side of this, man, I wish we let celebrities rest in peace. Some news broke today about a major celeb, and it just really got me to thinking and frustrated the snot out of me. Stick around for this, folks. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Afterburn.
I wanted to play his apology, though.
Okay.
Oh, you want to play his apology? Hold on. Yeah.
I have messed up the mindset of some of you phony, fake ass not doing a damn thing in the community, holier than thou ass church folk. First of all, you. Okay. Second of all, you have an issue with me in a picture with a beautiful black woman. Let me set the record straight. When you're doing the things that I do in the community, then you got something to say. Other than that, on this Tuesday, you.
This episode is brought to you by PlayaPod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit PlayaPod.com and download it for free.
Thanks for stopping by. Now get out.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more. So hold
tight. All right, folks. Hey, let me tell you about Home Depot. Good Lord, I love me some Home Depot. If you have something to do around the house, and this is my time of year where I like to do things around the house because it's a little cooler outside, not even just around the house, even outside. It was so funny because my lemon tree, I finally took it down. My dead lemon tree that was in my front yard. It died a long time ago because you know what they say, DT? Lemon trees are dying these days. It ain't died before. So I took down the dead lemon tree with my old ass neighbor, Barney Fife and Betty White. Mm-hmm. And I think they really wanted the tree down more than I did because I really didn't care. And it was just before Halloween. And I'm like, we'll just leave it up. It'll scare a couple of kids.
Yeah.
But I decided to play into them and say, you know what? Let's get together as a neighborhood and take down this dead tree that I swear the cat urine killed.
Ooh.
Okay. So we looked up and Bob, my neighbor, I said his real name, Barney Fife, my neighbor had little itty bitty little tools like we was about to cut down trim up a bonsai tree. And I'm like, dude, this dead tree in my front yard is like 20 feet tall and, you know, 6 feet around. We're not going to be able to take this tree out of my yard with your bonsai tools.
Yeah.
So I headed over to Home Depot, picked up a chainsaw, rented a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And also got a couple of those long extended shear thingies that you clap together and it nips off the branches and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Picked up some gloves that were impervious to the little pricklies because lemon trees have pricklies on them, you know. Yeah. And so once we got the tree down, I have to go back and rent the stump grinder.
Okay.
So we've got a little stump there, but the lemon tree had its own little well of dirt. And the cats in my neighbor's yard comes over and uses that as their bathroom as well. So what I did is I took some of the branches from the tree, some of the prickly branches from the tree that I took down with my Home Depot saw, my Home Depot clippers, and I built a little cat boma.
Ooh.
You know, a little boma like you build in Africa to keep the wild animals out. Wild animals don't like to cross anything that pokes them.
Yeah. I'm surprised you knew that.
So I built a little cat boma around the base of the remaining stump of the tree.
Nice.
And I wouldn't have been able to take that tree down with Barney Fife and Betty White without my Home Depot. And oh yeah, visit FatGuyRadioShow.com when you get a chance there, folks.
All right, welcome back to the show, whoa.
Is a stump grinder a real thing?
Stump grinder is a real thing, and I think it probably don't even need a stump grinder. I thought about it after I returned the chainsaw, where I probably could have used a chainsaw to dig out the stump, but I didn't want to do it because there are so many layers of weed blocker fabric that's around the stump.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that if I used a chainsaw, it would probably catch hold to one of those weed blocker mats. And then that would get tangled up. That also, you don't use chainsaws on palm trees. And that's something that a lot of people in Arizona should know. You don't use chainsaws in palm trees. Palm tree fibers, if you live in a region where there's palm trees aplenty, you do not take those down with your off the shelf saws.
Why?
You have to have a special chainsaw because of the fibers inside of a palm tree are so fine, they will jam up and blow out a off of the shelf chainsaw.
Oh shoot.
You have to have a special chainsaw. That's why here in Arizona, because we have palm trees everywhere.
Yep.
And they grow like weeds out here. There are landscapers that actually specialize in palm tree removal because they have to have, and they're expensive. Palm tree chainsaws are extremely, extremely expensive because they have to be able to cut through and separate all those fine fibers. And that's the reason why palm trees can survive tornadoes and hurricanes and our monsoons. Mm. Because if they sway to the left, they have fibers that hold them to the right. They sway to the right, they have fibers that hold them to the left.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why palm trees can survive the most horrific. That's why you can see on the news sometimes when hurricanes hit down in the East Coast, you can see palm trees like almost at a 90 degree angle.
Mm.
Because as long as they've got a strong root system, they're not going to snap and break. Very few times do they snap and break. And if they do, they're most likely on their way out anyway.
God destroyed my palm tree.
You are a palm tree.
Rightfully so.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I was waiting for you to get
I know. There. I saw it too. And I was trying to end it up and then I started nerding out. And I
didn't see it.
So, shut up. Anyways.
Doug, damn.
Shut up, Doug. Damn.
So, AK-47
has
just reached out to me.
Oh, personally, directly?
Yeah.
Oh.
And this is the message I just received.
I'm seeing it in the chat.
The betrayal is real.
Ooh.
The betrayal is real. Does this need like some accompanied betrayal music? You think it needs
yes,
some betrayal?
Yes, yes. Let's
okay,
go ahead.
Let me find some betrayal music because the betrayal is real. And you know, AK-47, she's been getting a lot of run on this show lately because she even went after me online. All right. The betrayal is real.
I'm sitting over here like my YouTube is broken.
Mm.
They lied to me. There's no Wednesday show. All to mosey over to Twitter and find y'all.
Mm. Mm.
Is this cause I don't like Corey's bougie videos?
I told you they bougie.
You kissed my bougie ass.
A lot of kissing.
It is not because you don't like my bougie videos and my bougie videos. Will, you better be lucky, AK-47, that I'm busy.
Hey, hold on. I got this, Corey. AK-47, look. I'm not going to have you coming on Twitter and not following me at Shut Up Doug Damn.
Nah, you know what? Matter of fact, everybody unfollow at Shut Up Doug Damn.
I'll be waiting for the notification.
Go ahead and follow at Shut Up Doug. He's quiet.
Yeah, yeah. At Shut Up Doug Get Out. Here's the thing.
No, that's not me.
At Shut Up Doug Fired.
At Shut Up Doug Damn It Hell. Ooh, almost got dumped.
Twice today.
I haven't been dumped in a minute.
He's pushing me to that limit, and you was a lie.
Push me to the edge.
AK-47, glad you found us.
Hey.
Glad you're there.
Welcome back. Follow.
We're happy. Please don't follow Doug. Matter of fact, everybody that does follow Doug, unfollow him. Matter of fact, I don't even think I follow you.
No, you don't.
Unfollow Doug and follow at After The Levels.
Yeah.
Ding.
Shameless plug.
AK-47, you are absolutely right. It is not, it wasn't intentional. And I was telling the guys before this, pull the curtain back just a little bit. I was saying, you know, we did a whole lot of pushing that we were going to be on YouTube Live. And then we open up our YouTube Live software and we get an error that we've never seen before.
Yeah.
And the error wasn't notified. We didn't notice the error until we decided to hit the button to go live.
Yep.
So everybody is freaking out. And my Twitter feed as well right now. So you're not the only one, AK-47, but it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that your YouTube is broken. And yes, it has everything to do about the fact that you called my videos bougie. It's a personal attack on you, AK-47. And I'm going to stop talking a whole lot of crap because she's really, really close to where we are right now.
Right.
So
our hearts.
Yes. Yes. Boys, we've got to start to let these dead celebrities lie in peace.
Oh,
who dug up who?
Whitney Houston's best friend wrote a book, released the book, claiming that her or giving, how I want to put this eloquently.
Okay.
Whitney Houston's best friend is on a book tour. She wrote a memoir in which she implies her and Whitney had more of just a friendship.
I don't get what's insinuated.
If you weren't on your phone, you would have heard me say that she is implicating that her and Whitney had more than a friendship, and it has gone as far as physical between her and Whitney. But then Whitney called it off right before she signed with Clive Davis.
Oh, so they had like a relationship.
Yes.
Oh.
So this is going all the way back to, oh, I want to dance with somebody, Whitney.
Oh, that's waiting to exhale.
Before waiting to exhale, Whitney.
Oh, shoot.
We're back in the 80s with this situation.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Okay, fine. If this was a situation that you were friends with Whitney and you had more of a relationship, okay, you didn't feel that that was important to say when Whitney was alive, because this is my conclusion. You didn't feel that was important to say when Whitney was alive because Whitney was feeding you.
Mm-hmm.
Now that your meal horse is dead, you want to still kick that dead horse and try to squeeze every little dime out of it. That's how this reads to me. So whatever happened to not kicking a dead horse? These people, like Whitney Houston's best friend, was fortunate enough to have something that millions of other people coveted. Millions of people would have loved to have been best friends with Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing when it comes to Michael Jackson. I'll even go all the way back to Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
People would love to be these mega celebrities' best friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're awarded that opportunity in life. They die. Your meal ticket and your check goes away.
Yeah.
And so the only way that you want to try to keep that momentum going is now releasing a book claiming things that you know are going to garner people's attention, mm-hmm. that are going to get us talking about it.
Which we are.
On the backs of a dead celebrity.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, just, you are the best friend to a dead celebrity. Get your lazy ass a real job now that they gone.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a real job before they became a celebrity?
Probably not.
How so?
Okay, you said before they... Okay.
Before they became before a celebrity, they had some type of life. They had some type of income coming in. You know, your celebrity friend dies. I find it so, like, it would be like if I passed away, which is inevitable, dealing with Doug.
Especially all them black people biscuits and chicken you be eating.
I would not sit well in my grave if D-Tay decides to go out and rewrite a book about his and I's workship.
Yeah.
If you want to do that now so we both can benefit from it.
Exactly.
Don't ride the coattails of my quote unquote S-list celebrity status while I'm dead.
Whitney wouldn't have benefited from that.
And not only that, like, sorry to cut you off, Doug. Really not sorry, though.
Sorry, not sorry.
But like, you're taking it just like, oh, I'm going to use your name to like, I'm waiting until you're dead so that I'm like, can use your name so I can have like a meal ticket again off your coattails. I also look at it is why wasn't this said while she was alive? Oh, because one of two things would have happened. one, she would have been cut off and everything would have been refuted,
right,
and shown that there was no ounce of truth to this. And two, she would have lost her best friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now that your best friend is dead, that gives you the right to this. I don't know why, but this just has gold. I'm going to say it.
Mm.
This just has gold digging whore written all over.
Hey,
it just does, because you Whitney's been gone for how long now? And it's almost just like those two boys that decided to do Leaving Neverland.
Yeah.
You wait 10 years till after Michael is gone for you to profit on your quote unquote story.
I mean, look at it like this. You know, Gail and Oprah. Let's say, God forbid, something happens to Oprah. And then 10 years later, Gail says, hey, actually, me and Oprah, the reason why her and Stedman didn't really go public is because we were a thing.
They're already together in public in a thing.
But no,
But if you're best friends with
we're in a relationship, though.
If you're best friends with somebody, you entrust your best friend with secrets. That's what you do. You don't entrust your that trust doesn't go away just because somebody's dead.
Snoop Dogg told me, don't trust anybody, not even your own mama. So I don't trust nobody with my secrets.
You trust when you have a best friend. Mm-hmm. You trust your best friend with things in your world. You trust your best friend with experiences in your world. And just because one of you is dead, it does not give you it's not opening media day for you to express or to profit from those things you were privy enough to have access to.
Well, with her best friend gone, you know how they say steel sharpens steel, right? So Whitney Houston was the other side of that steel. So the scissor couldn't sharpen the scissor.
I see what you're doing. You are disgusting. You are.
The scissors couldn't.
Because there's claims of lesbianism and he's making a scissoring joke right now, ladies and gentlemen, pushing the envelope. I don't think it's fair. I've trusted my best friend,
mm-hmm,
with things in my life,
mm-hmm,
that I would hope that if I'm pushing up daisies, which is inevitable, mm-hmm, that's twice, she wouldn't come out and profit from those things that were shared or experienced between two best friends.
Like your weight?
That's my weight and my age.
Yeah, I really don't know your age.
No one does.
Exactly.
My son thinks he figured it out too, and he just happened to trip over a fake driver's license. But nevertheless, and here's the second ad. So am I wrong in feeling like this is wrong?
Yes.
I'm wrong in feeling this way? Yeah. You haven't convinced me otherwise.
All right, so the circle of life, right? One thing must die for another thing to live. That friend is eating off the dead caucus of Whitney Houston.
The caucus?
The caucus.
Whitney Houston does not care what that friend is saying.
The Iowa caucus.
Whitney Houston wants that friend to eat, wants that friend to not struggle. So that friend is okay with what she's doing. Whitney Houston don't care. She dead. She's dead. What does she care about? We gonna remember some scissors. She's dead.
A little palate cleanser.
I smell beans.
Your best friends, you don't profit off of best friend secrets. And if she wanted to write a memoir that was addressing some of the public scandals of Whitney and stuff like that, and how her interactions with Whitney, because it was already a public situation, I'd understand that. But to bring out something that, if it is true, we'll never really know, but to bring out something that is as intimate as them having an intimate relationship, I think that's wrong.
Mm.
Now, the second aspect of this, and I know we're up on a break, this makes me think, you know, when men are with women and the guys turn gay, the women feels responsible. So how does Bobby feel right about it?
Hi.
Right now, if Whitney was in fact dipping on the other side.
Bobby knew. Bobby was with
her. He had to, because she was with her best friend before she was with Bobby. But I, you know.
Let's ask Ray J.
I had to just take Ray J hit it first.
He did, though.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. More fun and more thrills right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com, everybody. It's our bonus show. What a wonderful way
to get the free show each and every day. When you buy the bonus show, we can stay on the air. Less than coffee. No, it's not free. Buy the bonus show. See, when you support us by purchasing the bonus show at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, you help keep the weekly shows free and the show can grow so you get more. Go buy the bonus show. So go buy the bonus show. fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn, our bonus show. Listen to me. Hello, everybody. It's Corey Blaze. I didn't want to knock on my microphone. Afterburn. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but I'm telling you this right now, folks. This really is the single way to power this show. Mm. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get into the details. Matter of fact, I will on Afterburn. Merry Christmas, everybody. Because it'll be for
December.
December's Afterburn. Why is December Afterburn episodes always the earth-shattering episodes? Was it December's episode 2018, the hard one, or was it January?
It was February's.
It was February's? It took me that long to be able to talk about that situation?
Yeah, February. This time it's personal.
Oh, God. Well, December's, folks, this time it's corporate. Damn it. Listen, I can't encourage you enough to get a subscription to our Afterburn show. It's $3 a month. And I would, you know what? I will share just a little bit, pull a little bit back of the curtain, and I'm going to put the guys up on the screen because they're probably going to have a reaction to this. I would get that subscription very soon because in 2020, it may not be $3.
And if you already have the subscription, I would suggest buying a second subscription and gifting it to a friend.
Totally. D-Tay, you don't know how much I love you right now. I mean, if these cameras and these microphones weren't on right now, I would take our friendship to the next level.
Turn them off.
That had to be the greatest line I have ever heard. You are absolutely right. It's the holiday season. Give the gift of Afterburn.
Why wouldn't you?
Burn someone you love.
We're burning for you.
Write that down. That's a
It's recorded, Doug. We ain't gotta write it down.
Oh yeah. Burn someone you love.
Afterburn.
I've done that a
this holiday
times.
Season, burn someone you love.
Afterburn. It's burning, baby.
all seriousness, folks, we really do need you to patronize our Patreon account and get your subscription to Afterburn. And those of you that are subscribers to Afterburn, no changes for you. Other than some trinkets may be coming your way. So if you are an Afterburn subscriber, I will tell you this right now. Please make sure that your mailing address is updated in your Patreon account because that's where we're going to be working from. Nice. Whoa, pull back the curtain way too much, folks. Wait, everybody just calm down.
They're in the shower.
Not the shower curtain, the show curtain, you boob.
Oh.
You are so not. You couldn't theater if you tried.
I'm sorry. Look, I finish the bit.
The bit's over. That was it. You saw the logo come down.
Oh, I haven't been watching.
I can't stand him. You have taken on the spirit of Little D tonight.
Aw.
That's not an aw moment, a-hole.
No, burn someone though.
D-Tay is verklempt right now with your a-holisms.
Burn someone you love, though? That's a line.
That's a t-shirt.
That's it. Oh, the curtain, Corey! The curtain! Talking about I can't theater.
You can't. Just because you put your hand up like this.
The curtain, Corey!
What does that, when you put the hand up like that and you look at it, what does that symbolize, DA? What does it symbolize?
It symbolizes the skull in Shakespeare.
God dang it, he knew it.
But which play?
A soliloquy.
Whoa! Yeah, D-Tay. Which play, D-A?
Yeah, D-Tay.
No. Which play, Doug?
Oh, okay. Hamlet.
All right.
Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. I hate it when he shuts me down when he's right. He gets every, you know, even
what's,
a blind.
What's the line?
Come on, man.
What's the line?
Quit moving the goal line.
What's the line?
Quit moving the goal line.
What does he say to the skull?
He says, "Oh, if I can get hard."
It's even easier than that.
Was that right?
No.
Won that April with his short suit.
Oh, wait. I know what he said.
The drought to March has pierced
to
the roots.
Luke, I am your father.
It's no. To see or not to see. Because you ain't got no eyes, bitch.
He was really close, though. I like that.
He was really
close.
But hey, DJ.
To E or not to E.
To E or not to E. Sports. Here's the thing. Even a blind squirrel gets a nut every once in a while.
Even a bro clock is right twice a day.
Twice a day.
Unless.
Oh, God.
Unless it's daylight savings time. And that messed it up. And that was wrong three times.
No, it's still right twice a day. Because an analog clock doesn't specify time zones.
Your logic is so skewed.
He said three times.
Three times. How your clock got 32 hours on it? Your logic is, I don't know where. I know your brain is down in your butt right now and it's about to come out and go explode in bathroom number two.
Corey, sometimes I'm
scared. No, no, no. Yeah, you should be.
Because I brought two little me's into this world. And they're going to be indoctrinated by me. And my mind is a beautiful thing, but it's really delicate, right?
I have met your beautiful wife who is definitely scoring downward when she married you.
Wait.
And we are hoping and praying. We are lighting candles and saying Ava Maria in the streets, hoping that her genes takes over your beautiful children. Because if they have any view of the world, as do you, I do not have any hope in the children of the future.
Yeah. It's scary. It's scary hours.
He just switches. Yeah. You gotta take an angle, bro. You gotta take an angle.
I was the one that brought up the angle. I'm gonna be scared. Because, again, my mind is beautiful, but it's delicate. So one wrong string pull the wrong way.
One wrong string pull.
I don't know what I'd be doing. That's all I gotta say.
I'm glad.
That's my angle.
I am very, very glad.
I'm like a palm tree, right?
Jesus Christ.
I'm a palm tree, baby.
That's all you have to say.
I'm listening to the show. Man, this is one bizarre adventure, man.
Pepe thanks you for that.
Who?
Can I
please, because I was trying to segue into something and Doug just threw me off.
Well, this is going
to
be, I don't even know what you're going to segue it into, but this is totally, I just want to take like a quick 2-3 minutes to talk about sports and how much I hate media.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to start the I'm going to start the 3-minute clock.
Before you start that 3-minute clock, can we just talk about women before that? Because if we said 2 minutes for sex, they're going to be like, oh, 2 minutes. But 2 minutes for anything else is a long time, right? We can talk about a lot of stuff in 2 minutes. But when it comes to sex, oh, now 2 minutes is a bad thing.
All right, so I'll go ahead and start the clock.
I wonder if it hurts him to be him sometimes. I mean, it has to be painful to get up every morning.
Because I might fart.
It's got to be painful to get up every morning.
It sucks.
And be Doug Andrew. I mean, I can understand it's probably easier to be, I don't know, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris.
You're talking about the president the president elect to be.
It's got to be difficult to be Doug Andrew.
I can't cough on my fart. No. But.
Yeah, it's hard.
Are you ready for the clock?
I'm ready for the transition.
All right. Ready for sports talk? What would you say? 3 minutes?
Yeah, three minutes.
3 minutes.
Okay, 3 minutes.
Because that'll give Ashley King enough time to go
follow me
and get something to drink.
Time to talk about sports.
Please lower your IQ.
Go.
All right. I do not like how social media will take some, like, how bad social media and like mainstream media just downplays Arizona sports. Mm. Like we are the redheaded stepchild of the sports world.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, the Phoenix Suns are off to an amazing 5-2 start.
Uh-huh.
Took down the LA Clippers, who are slated to come out of the West and possibly win the whole thing.
No doubt.
Depending on who you talk to, because the Lakers also are in that same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then beat the only undefeating team in the 76ers
mm-hmm.
on Monday.
No Joel Embiid, but cool.
Now, that right there is a thing that I want to talk about. Now, because they won, the very next day, all social media was like, yeah, the Suns took down the Sixers, but they had no Joel Embiid. But previously, Saturday, they were praising the 76ers for beating a healthy Portland Trailblazer team by 1 point without Joel Embiid, saying this is why they are still 5-0 because they can always overcome their setbacks and beat tough opponents
uh-huh.
and people who are playoff bound. Now here's a Suns team who's not supposed to win any games.
None.
And they come in and win. The Sixers beat the Blazers by 1 point. The Suns beat the Sixers, I think it was like 109-114.
Yeah.
And this is a team that's not supposed to be able to contend with the 76ers. And the first caveat they throw on this whole thing is, oh, there was no Joel Embiid. I'm sorry. I don't give two S's about Joel Embiid because he wouldn't have made that big a difference. We're playing with DeAndre Ayton, which is a death sentence we were given the moment they gave DeAndre Ayton that 25-game suspension. Everyone says the Suns will definitely not accomplish anything this year. Mm. And we've overcame. But yet we are not getting any small inkling of credence.
And we also won some games without Ricky Rubio on the court as well.
Exactly. But are we getting any level of respect? No.
Nope.
And I'm hoping, and I know it's not until next Tuesday, I'm hoping the Suns demolish the Lakers.
Because
then, no, and I know you're a Lakers fan, but I only hope that we're able to beat the Lakers with LeBron and AD, because then I feel like that right there will solidify that the Suns are, in fact, a team teams should be worried about and no longer the butt of the NBA.
I will say this real quick because we have 50 seconds left in your segment. I was actually moved to emotions when the crowd started chanting MVP at that last game because it immediately took me back to the days of the Steve Nash Suns, the run and gun Steve Nash Suns. That took me back, and I was literally sitting on my couch with tears in my eyes hearing those chants of MVP.
Oh.
And I also cheered when we said ref, you suck.
Yeah, but like I said, and I totally agree with that. I feel like we have a good solid product, and we are playing fundamental basketball. And I feel like we can win 30 games. We can win. Last year we didn't even win 20. We won 19.
Mm.
But I feel like that is a much more attainable. I will go so far to venture to say that we can even compete and contend for that eighth playoff spot. But right now, no one wants to give us any credit. And I get it. 7 games is a small sample size of an 82-game season. But this is a Suns game that didn't win their first game until December last year.
And we're working off of, 10 years of losing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're working with a completely brand new revamped team. We only have 5 players that returned from last season.
Mm.
So that's my piece. Give us some credit.
Mm.
And that was DT's Sports Corner.
I felt the passion
behind that. Dude, and I know we're not a sports show, but I am with you 100%. I don't think the media has given us what we deserve. I don't think Booker is getting the credit that he deserves as well. And speaking as a fan of the NBA, before I was even involved with the Phoenix Suns, I was a fan first, and I say that at anywhere that I go. But I was literally moved to tears, getting verklempt in the eyes, watery in the eyes, hearing those chants of MVP, looking at that crowd and seeing it grow.
Yeah.
Watch the fandom grow. Now we're going to hit, you know, a little slide. That's going to happen. But what we're doing right now, if we stay even close to this trajectory, this is going to be a contentual season.
Yeah.
This is going to be a contentual season for the Phoenix Suns, and no one is giving us the credit. Because here's the thing. I'm actually okay with it, DT, because that means we are going to become that slap-you-in-your-ass NBA team. All them teams that think they're going to just slide right into the playoffs, here come the Suns. We finna knock you off your playoff hope.
Now, I do disagree with you.
Let us be sleeper. I'm fine with that.
And I do disagree with you on one point.
Oh, DT,
why? And this is the only point, because you said they don't give Devin Booker enough credit. actually, I disagree with that. The thing is like, if you really read the articles about the last Suns wins mm-hmm. and everything, they give Booker all the credit because he's stepping up and he's making big shots like he's supposed to. But the thing is Booker isn't getting double teamed as much now. He's not getting like, he's able to get the ball off the dribble now. And because the team is doing what they're supposed to, it's a team effort. The Suns are like second in points scored off of assists. Mm. And because of that, Booker's still able to maintain his numbers, his 30, 40 point games, because he's getting the ball off of assists instead of having to create his own shot. And they're giving it all, oh, Booker dropped another 30 piece. Oh, Booker dropped another 40 piece. Mm-hmm. And saying that's the reason why the Suns won. No, the Suns won because if you take away Booker's 40 points, we're still in the game. You know what I mean? Like, we're not being blown out. It's not like Booker's making 70 points a game like the time he beat the Boston Celtics.
Right.
It's Booker making what he's supposed to make off of our offense running the way it's supposed to.
He was in foul trouble in the last game.
Yeah, but the game
is... We are not a sports show. I'm sorry.
I know. But the team is still contributing because Booker's assists are going up.
Right.
As well, and no one's talking about this. They're just saying Booker's scoring, and that's the reason why the Suns winning. No, the Suns are scoring as a team.
So, question, is the local Arizona media talking about this?
Yes.
That's all that really matters.
No. Yeah,
no.
Yes, it is.
No,
it doesn't.
You're not going to get burned on ESPN when you have LeBron James, AD. You have bigger stories than
Once it becomes something that they should talk about,
yeah,
then they will play it off as if they've been talking about it the whole time.
Well, and if you don't believe me about the fact that like they don't give us credit, when the Suns beat the Warriors.
When we broke the Warriors,
When we beat the Warriors in dramatic fashion.
We broke Stephen Curry.
Steph Curry was in there for the whole first quarter.
Yes.
And that's when they got that big 29-point blowout or 30-something point blowout in the first quarter. And we held them to like 14 points. Mm-hmm. Curry didn't go down to the second quarter. If you watch the replays on SportsCenter or like any of the major news thing, the whole story was the Suns won after Curry broke his wrist. The Suns win. Mm. No, the Suns was whooping that ass
whooping
the first
that
quarter.
Ass.
And I hate to say it, I think Steph Curry took a dive. He was feeling that heat. He said, I'm just going to land on my non-shooting hand and take this year off with Clay.
He wanted to go home to Aisha. She was looking pretty good that day. But I'll tell you this right now, folks. We don't talk sports a lot on the show. But when DT be talking about these sports, I just can't be nostalgic but think about, you looking fine as hell today, boy!
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this. If DA will allow me, I will tell you about what my kid is doing in college and why little D isn't here.
I'll allow it.
You'll allow it? Thank you. I didn't know it was Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Doug Andrew.
No, it's Doug Andrew featuring Fat Guy Radio Show.
You were such a nudge today.
Yeah.
Boy can sing.
You must be crazy.
He good.
You must be crazy.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Well, my baby didn't done it.
What'd he do?
My little boy didn't done it. He has landed his first lead role in a film school project.
Hey.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that it's not porn.
Why not?
I don't need my kid being, no.
Why? That is so close-minded.
Why would I want him to be in school and be in a porn video? I know for a fact, number one, he's too prude. He doesn't even like to see himself naked. Here's the thing. He was so excited about it. He sent me a text message saying that, hey, I got my first lead role.
Yeah.
He's done a couple of projects. He's been in the back. Mm-hmm. He's been in the back of the house. He's been in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Booth and bones.
Yeah.
Now he got lines.
And now he's got lines and he's in this film project. I'm just hoping he gets credit for it because he was in another film project. And it wasn't something that he got credit for. He was actually in the film project for another student for their credit.
Mm.
So this one, I'm hoping that it gives him credit. Because, you know, you just don't want to be known as one of those actors that work for free.
Yeah.
If you're good at something, you don't do it for free.
Yeah, that's real.
Okay, I can.
That's why I don't have sex for free.
Right?
I'll go.
Do you take checks? Here's the thing. I'm really excited, and I'm happy for him.
I can see it written all over your face that you're happy.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate your help.
I
he
got
had
you.
A whole lot to say 45 minutes ago. Ain't got nothing to say now.
I know, right?
Right?
Mm. I let out the poop.
He can't cough. He might fart.
I already did.
But I'm really proud of him. He's got he landed his first lead role. Everybody is excited about it. We lost his mom for 4 days, but she has resurfaced.
What's the role? Do you know?
No.
Homeless number one.
Yeah. No.
Well, if it's lead, he'd be homeless.
You're right.
Not number one. I don't know what it is. I was at work when he sent me these text messages down at the Canyon University of the Grand.
Oh.
And so I wasn't able to immediately respond, which I'm sure probably hurt his feelings, a little mm-hmm. sensitive feelings. He didn't get an immediate response from me. But mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about that. I responded when I was able to and told him that I was really, really happy for him, which was great. And, you know, a lot of good news comes through text messages and a lot of bad news comes through text messages.
Yeah.
Like Lil D decided today to damn near kill someone in a semi truck on Bell Road in Tatum.
Nice.
Ooh.
And I'm not breaking any news or blowing up his spot because he decided to put it all over Twitter.
Damn, what happened?
He claims, you know, my little brother always calling a question anything that he claims.
Yeah.
Because he's just a questionable person.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a stand-up guy.
You would.
Mm-hmm.
He claims that a dude in a little car, a little blue car, cut him off, turned out of the middle lane. Made a right hand turn out of the middle lane right in front of him
mm-hmm.
in his 18 wheeler, which I believe is actually a 24 wheeler. He just doesn't tell anybody else about the extra wheels he has.
Mm-hmm.
Claims that he turned from the middle lane in front of him and tried to cut him off. And, you know, those 18 wheelers did take a football field to stop.
Yeah.
And I don't know how fast he was going or whatnot. And he sent me the pictures and the first text message that I got from him came in around 3 o'clock this afternoon. And it had the pictures of the accident, and I'm going to show the pictures because I will explain why it's okay to show these pictures. But that was the accident between the green is his semi truck and the blue is the car.
He tore that dude's side up.
Well, according to him, the dude cut in front of him.
Uh-huh.
Little D was very happy to send me the text message that says, well, I'm not making it to tonight's show.
That's my excuse.
And of course I had to do the brotherly thing. And the first response is, oh my God, are you okay? Where are you at? I'm on my way.
Aww.
Because that's the standard line.
Yeah.
And when he replied back, yeah, I'm fine. No reason to come out. Then I was like, are you going to jail? I literally asked him that. Are you being arrested?
Yeah.
Because there's not too many times where you've got 28 wheels on a vehicle versus 4 wheels where you ain't at fault. And I know how Lil D drives.
There's some stupid drivers on the road.
And there's stupid truck drivers too.
But honestly, just looking at the position of that picture and the shape, like, I kind of believe his story.
I kind of do too, but I don't want to.
Whoa, wait. Hold on. I do inspections for my numbers job, right?
No, you don't.
You said
ass inspections don't count, DA.
You say the guy cut him off and he was making a left?
No. So little D is driving and the guy from the middle lane is making a right hand turn.
From the middle lane. So little D was in the far right lane.
So this is little D. This is the car that cut him off.
Chest.
Oh, okay. Bam. Yep. Yeah.
And from that angle, it does look like that's a true story. And I've seen cars cut, like try to make right hand turns for the middle lane.
Yeah. Why the hell do they do that in front of a semi?
But I don't know.
But here's the wrinkle, though. And I'm not breaking any news because Lil D put this all up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Wrinkle it up.
Because he just is an attention needer. Why would you put something like this on Facebook? Because
everybody puts that on Facebook.
You're at work and you want to blow this spot up and put the situation on Facebook. When there's still insurance claims that have to be reviewed, there's still insurance issues that have to be reviewed, lawyers that have to be involved, and you're putting out your part of the story on Facebook before any of that has happened. You're driving a multi-million dollar truck that hit a $3 car. You might want to play that close to the vest until the dust settles.
Did he put the prayer hands in the post?
Yes, the prayer hands were in the post.
Oh, then, hey, because I read this last night. If you have prayer hands in your post, you can't sue
that
person.
That's not true. You.
That's what happened with Lizzo.
You fabricated.
The person she stole that from didn't have prayer hands.
He put this up on his social media page, so I'm not breaking any news. I have a massive headache, and it didn't start until DT said, we're going live, and Doug said, hi. No.
I say holla. Do you even watch this show?
So Lil D put all these pictures up on his Facebook page before it, and then he gives me, and then he has the audacity to give me permission to talk about it on the show.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Like, I need your story to fill 75 minutes on the show. So then, while I also poke holes in his story and his claims that this wasn't his fault, he says the guy that cut him off fleed the scene.
Ooh, he's from Mexico.
And that was the second question I asked him. I said, what part of Honduras is he from? He says he's not from Honduras. He's from America. He was one of me, a Caucasian, an Anglo-Saxon.
And you probably ran when you saw Lil D.
He probably was scared of a black dude. He's probably ran. Doug, he was just smart.
Yep.
The guy ran because he knew if he stuck around in the scene, he would have to bear witness to the fact that Lil D's little black ass stole that truck he just allegedly cut off. And he didn't want to bear witness and have to go to court next Friday because he's got to watch the kids.
And the Caucasian probably didn't have no cheddar biscuits.
Okay. 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 Oh.
What? Sometimes, you know, Lil D has the power of stopping this show.
Yeah.
DA has the power of shutting me down mentally, and he's done it successfully tonight.
Hey!
That's not a win.
Oh.
That's not a win.
Oh. No.
So I poke holes in Lil D's claim.
Yeah.
Even though it does look like he was right.
Yeah.
I don't like it when my brother wins.
And what was this dude? What was the dude who ran away? What was he again?
He was Anglo-Saxon.
I just want to know why Kennedy's music instruments are driving cars.
That's how magical his freaking flute playing is.
I'm just saying, I've never seen an angled saxophone drive a car.
All saxophones are angled. And speaking of Kenny G, I'm glad you brought that up. Are you ready for Christmas music?
Oh, yeah.
It's on. KEZ 95.5. I think they're already playing Christmas music. Is it a little too early? Didn't we just ghost and ghoul last week?
I thought Christmas music wasn't supposed to start playing until Thanksgiving night.
Nah, Black bro, Friday. You're wrong.
Black
you're wrong.
Friday was supposed to be the launch. That means we're going to have 2 months of Here Comes Santa Claus. How many times can Santa Claus come?
It's not even Christmas time yet.
You didn't see Mariah Carey's Twitter video?
No.
When she fell asleep in her costume and woke up in a Santa costume talking about, it's that time. I'm about to get rich.
I saw that. That was funny. But it wasn't funny because you brought it up, Doug. It was funny because Mariah Carey's old.
And she's fine still.
Yeah, she's still holding it down.
Yo, bro.
Hey.
I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while.
Is she?
Hey, Nick last Cannon, he hit it first.
Last time I seen her, she was looking toe up. Like, she got hit with a sack of nickels, and not a good way.
No, it was a dollar store nickels.
Nick Cannon.
Dollar store nickels.
Dollar store nickels. Ray, I almost said Ray Cannon. Nick Cannon may have hit it first.
How can you have dollar store nickels, Corey?
But Eminem dry humped it first.
Oh, dollar store nickel hole. Here's the thing. I think it's a little too early for Christmas music.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah, once Halloween is over, it's now Christmas time.
My kid did threaten me as we spoke about my kid earlier in this segment. He did threaten me because I told him that I wasn't planning on putting up any decorations inside the house other than the outside. We're going to put up Fred the snowman.
Yeah.
A big, you know, 15-foot snowman.
So
that
tired of being a pagan.
He wanted to put up. So I told him, I said, we'll put up the snowman and we'll put the wreath on the door, the front door. But as far as like inside the house, nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
He was like, Pops, we got to have a tree. I'm like, for what? You don't get presents that go under trees anymore.
Ooh.
He doesn't. He doesn't get Christmas gifts that go under a tree. The days of him running down the stairs and pajama sliding up to the Christmas tree are over.
Aw.
Can I buy your tree off of you?
No.
Oh.
Because the tree that I have is
a black lie is coming.
No, it's not a black lie. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. The tree that I have is probably, I want to say, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks really new every year because of the treatment that I give it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would actually, you would be better off having the tree or buying a tree.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not gonna put anything up, but I will get a little small little table tree.
Mm.
Just to have in the house, just to appease him. But I have no reason to.
Is the tree that you have a Douglas fir?
No, it's not a Douglas fir. Mm. It's one of those snow-capped pines.
Mm.
It's the snow-capped pine. It has a little snow patches in it with the pine cones in it and stuff like that. But it only looked good because of what I did to it. So I would actually be doing you a disservice, DT, if I gave you that tree. So, no.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
The poor gets no tree this year.
New and Tiny Tim don't get a tree.
It's Tiny Tim.
Really? We got to get out of here. I can't be in this room. I cannot be in this room with him anymore today.
Like, who's Tiny Tim, though?
You really don't know who Tiny Tim is?
Is it from the Christmas Carol?
How I leave the show pissed? I got here pissed, and I'm leaving the show pissed.
Well,
consistency.
That's the luck.
That's not consistency, DA.
It's not. It's actually... No, you just said it. It is consistent DA.
It's consistent DA. A consistent dumbass.
I'm not even going to write that one down.
Yeah, don't even write that one down.
You know what?
Sticks.
The one that you wrote down that he said, just cross it off. He won't get a title. You know what?
Never want
you
me to
won't
get a title.
Get a title on this
You're
show
a title hater.
For as long as you live. As long
That's
as,
fine.
As long as you
That's
work
fine.
With me, you will never
That's
have a
fine.
Title another day in your
it's
life.
It's my MF and show anyway.
It's not your show. You're not fat enough.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for stopping
today.
By. It's been fun.
Thanks for stopping by.
AK-47, no follow.
Because she knows where her bread is buttered.
I was like, look at this way.
High yellow over there. He's looking fine as hell today, boy. My mind's telling me no.
Yeah.
All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, YouTube Live as well. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor,
what's good?
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And DJ Little D in Absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody.
Skinny people, that's
skinny
me.
People, fat people, I know they're fat. That's not even in the script. That's why it threw me off. I really should put that back in the script because that sounds like something that should really be on a t-shirt. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.
Holler. This may complete our broadcast day, but there's more Fat Guy Radio Show at fatguyradioshow.com. Check out our archive section and catch up on shows that you may have missed. That's Fat Guy Radio Show at fatguyradioshow.com.